Good evening. I'm Donna Frank. For tonight's story, we'll be taking a visit to the Cat Marina. It's perfect if you're a fan of boats or a fan of cats. Even better if you happen to be a lover of both. Before we take our tour, let's take a moment to relax. Whether it's been a busy day or a calm one, this is an opportunity to put everything down, to let go of any inner chatter, and find a place of rest in both the body and the mind. So, first, get yourself comfortable in bed. Take a moment to pause and be still. When you're ready, take a deep breath, breathing in through the nose and out through the mouth. As you breathe out, allow your body to sink down into the bed. Feel the weight of your body soften. Let go. Relax. Allow your thoughts to come and go. And simply follow the sound of my voice as we begin our story. The Cat Marina is a little closed-off stretch of river with brightly colored houseboats moored along its banks. Some very lovely people live in these boats, but the loveliest things in this charming spot are its feline residents. There lives at least one cat in every single boat, sometimes more than one. Should you care to take a stroll along the Cat Marina, maybe early in the morning or at dusk, you're bound to run into a few of these wonderful creatures. But the Cat Marina isn't open to everyone. You have to have a key. Without one, the best you can hope for is to peek through the foliage that runs along the edge of the river. If you press your nose against the bars of the wrought iron gate at the entrance to the marina, you can sometimes catch a glimpse of something through the thick strands of ivy. But luckily, tonight, you do have a key. Just slide it into the creaky lock and turn. Then push the gate open. It's a little stiff, but it opens wide. Then make your way along the path. Tufts of grass and wildflowers are pressing their way up through the soil between the cracked paving stones. On one side of you is the mossy green river, lined with colorful canal boats moored end to end. They sit low in the water, their little windows framed with pretty curtains. Some have a collection of potted plants or patio furniture on their roofs for sitting out in good weather. On your other side is a thick bank of hedgerows and trees, which completely hide from view the road that lies beyond. It's a restful spot. You can hear the sound of ducks chattering out on the water, the low murmur of someone's radio, and the occasional airplane moving through the clouds far above. If you listen hard, you might hear the boats bumping against each other, lightly in the breeze.